Hello and welcome back to Letters from Prison. This is episode 16, Relationship Advice. Primal fears arise in childhood that carry over into adult relationships. Doesn't it suck when a child has to go grow up suffering from issues that didn't have to be? For example, I grew up believing that jealousy was adorable. I grew up believing that letting go when your partner needs space was insane. I grew up believing that seeking maximum contact from my girlfriend was okay. Maximum contact meaning clingy. I grew up believing that I was never giving enough, so I always wanted to give more. I grew up going along with other people's ideas, plans, and timing without any scrutiny. I grew up believing I was entitled to need fulfillment by others. I took others for granted. I grew up believing that I needed to always be in control of decisions in my relationship, or even worse, not making any decisions for the benefit of the relationship. This is important and necessary to understand. Having no tolerance of disloyalty or inadequacy. These things are pretty crazy when I revisit its power and poison. Disloyalty is considered one of the worst infractions on a relationship. It seems as though everyone on the planet is capable of being loyal until they slip up and become disloyal. This idea should never be the reason why a relationship ends, because in essence, you never really took that journey to actually know or rather understand your ability and or inability to be loyal. No one just becomes disloyal out of the blue. It is something that is deep within one's psyche, deep inside of their thinking, that goes further back than any relationship. How important is it to find out the nature of your partner's commitment? As your pops, your dad, your father, your comrade, and your supreme half, I need you to really reflect on some of these things because it will benefit you and others around you in the long run. I am by far no relationship expert, but for the sake of stroking my own ego, I will say that my experience with women has enabled me to focus on some of my boyish ways. Unfortunately, I am not able to brag about how happy I am with my girlfriend, wife, or even friend with benefits, considering I'm single and incarcerated. However, maybe in the near future I can find a woman that I can give my all to. It's not on my priority list, but it's still important to me. Sometimes, Tyree, I sit here and say to myself, what the hell was I thinking when you laid... What the hell were you thinking when you laid down with her? No disrespect to that her, whomever she may be, but sometimes when you see things in retrospect, you're able to gain some clarity. I have only been in 3 real relationships, meaning where there were some emotions invested and some tears occasionally. I sometimes think back to those relationships and ask myself, what could I have done better? Not because I want another shot at it, but because I don't want to make the same mistakes. I don't fault any of the women who put up with a person like me, because if the truth be told, I am not easy to deal with. These 3 women never asked for much except respect and unconditional love. It's not like I was in a position to spoil the hell out of them. They just wanted me to love them and respect them. So considering my single status, I clearly wasn't able to meet up to these expectations. And then life goes on. I spent more time with men in prison than a woman. Can you believe that shit? I'm surprised that I'm not questioning my sexuality. I just want you to continue to grow and always be better than I ever was. You are very mature at the beautiful age of 21. At 21, I was in prison losing my mind over a particular woman. And unfortunately, I had to numb myself emotionally in order to embrace the pain. Strained, a rock group, actually helped me get through. The song was called Home. I still listen to it to this day. I don't want to bone you. I don't want to bore you with too much with my relationship woes, but before I depart from this missive, just know that you don't have to go through what I went through, as far as women are concerned. In the process of separation and grief, I was able to find out some things about myself that surprised me and even discouraged me. For any woman I ever disrespected or whose time I've wasted, I'm sincerely apologetic and will always strive to give back by teaching my sons the importance of respect and emotional literacy. This I pledge as a man who is no longer a little boy. From your dad and the man who never made it, I love you supremely.